This is Yo Cuz Radio on the YCR Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the inaugural episode of Yo Cuz Radio. Hopefully the last one, because I got shit to do. It's Saturday night and I'd rather be out and about. What this show is a weekly look at the things that are going on in the Philadelphia area. We thought it was important to do this show because there's really not anyone else giving you this information that we're going to be giving you over the course of time. Hopefully a long time, but you know, it'll be up to you how often you download. We are a multifaceted group of people with much information to share. We have Dr. Bronstein on the show.
Hello.
He is our resident gynecologist. He is our resident literary figurehead. And he is also a prick. So if you need information...
A priest is what I was thinking.
But... I'm sorry. I must have misread. But if you need information about your vagina, or if you just simply want to be insulted, he's the guy for you.
Yeah, that's me.
On the other side of the room, we have our friend, Tim. Now, Tim's a fucking bore. But what Tim brings to the show that is important is he has amazing, would you say amazing, Dr. Bronstein? Amazing connections?
Yeah. Impressive.
To the showbiz world. On a dime, we ask him for a guest. He provides us a guest. We don't ask how, we don't ask why, but I'm sure it has something to do with the gun that he carries. So don't ask Tim too many questions because, again, bore. But plays an integral role on the show because he brings us the guests.
I've always wondered how he got them, too. But
again, we shouldn't ask these questions. I run the board. I run the microphones. And I have the computer that occasionally runs properly and permits us to record and upload the show.
And your name is?
I said at the beginning of the show. I'm Steve.
Oh.
Wait.
Steve.
What?
You're Steve?
Can I be Steve?
Okay.
Sure.
You can be whatever you want to, I guess.
Bother me.
I'm Steve from Yo Cuz Radio. We have a website that has nothing on it, yocuz.com. Yocuzradio.com. We hate that fucking band, Yo Cuz. Worst.
No, stop. Ugh. I like them. I don't know where they got
that name from, but F them.
I think they had it first.
Everything on this show is not to be taken seriously unless we preface something by saying, seriously, guys. Then you'll know that it is to be taken seriously. And the rest of it is just going to be a bunch of toilet humor. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to break.
Great. Well, I'm sure we'll have plenty of downloads now.
Well, you don't know how many people in the area are into toilet humor.
I think they are. We have the market.
We have the market cornered on toilet humor.
Then
since
we can get,
1994,
Peerless as a sponsor.
Right?
It's going to be really awesome.
This is going to be awesome.
We had Toilet Fest 98, which was huge, really, in honing our toilet humor skills.
That's true.
And, you know, again, feel free to interact with the show. We will have email addresses and phone numbers to let you know about in the bumpers of the show. And we're going to go to break, recover from all this talking, and...
Yeah, I'm tired.
Go forward from there. And if we don't, we hope you enjoyed the show, and everybody good night. And we'll see you next week. We hope to make this a weekly podcast, but not one of us in this room are very good at keeping a schedule, so we'll do our best. And we'll be back after this.
Call us at 832-44-YOKAS.
All right, we are back. Dr. Bronstein?
Yeah.
You seem a little weary, a little tired.
Yeah.
I believe that you're still recovering from what they call the Super Bowl hangover.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
It was a big, big Super Bowl week last week. And nothing good happened.
No,
but
nothing.
The problem with the Super Bowl this year, if I'm not mistaken, is that going into it, nothing good could have happened.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, okay, as if it wasn't bad enough that, 4 years ago we had to watch the Giants versus the Patriots. Now we have to watch the Giants and the Patriots again this year.
In almost the same exact.
Yeah, I think the whole night went the same way for me.
Like
the first half, I was like, okay, I guess I can watch some commercials.
Right.
Then commercials sucked. Then around third quarter, I fell asleep.
Commercials were this year. Is it just me or were the commercials seemingly like few and far between?
Yeah.
Like they, I've never seen where they have the opening kickoff and then go straight into the game.
The game and not the commercial.
As opposed to dropping out into commercials and stuff like that. Like, you know, like a Bud Light commercial, right, like you would do for your very first commercial.
And then, I fell asleep around the third quarter.
Right, yes, we all really? Noticed.
Yeah,
we all noticed.
It was awful.
Lumberjack Bronstein was there sawing wood for the third quarter. The actually, what may have been the only interesting quarter of the game, because it was close and the Patriots looked good and the Giants didn't.
Yeah.
But we had to hear Chris Collinsworth buried under the dulcet tones of your soft palate jiggling back and forth.
Hey, I contribute where I can.
Wow.
And then fourth quarter, you know, late score by the Giants and to win the game. So it's the same exact thing as 4 years ago.
With a half miraculous catch on the drive to seal it up.
Right. Right.
I don't share your disappointment. I thought it was really good.
Was really good?
I loved the first Super Bowl between them, and I loved the second Super Bowl between them.
Well, that's because you're not an Eagles fan.
Well, yeah.
I respect the Eagles, and I really do starting to like it over the years and listening to them. I like the Giants a little bit.
What?
Ugh.
Yeah, I do.
Only a non.
All right, Tim.
Eagles
thanks
fan.
For being on the show, and we will be moving on from this format. Obviously, what do you mean you're starting to like the Giants?
I know we're Philly centric and everything, but I grudgingly respect them, and I'm hearing
typical
a lot of people on sports talk about
that. Like every team.
No, you got to respect what they've done.
I mean, you have to respect the fact that they won two Super Bowls. But you don't have to like them.
No, you can do one without the other.
Yeah,
you can very easily say I respect the fact that they backed into the playoffs on a hot streak and maintained that hot streak and really ran through pretty much the best possible teams that they could have run through to do what they did.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean the teams that they played in the playoffs on the way to the Super Bowl were pretty much the best teams in the playoffs. Like they didn't,
they didn't
get lucky in their matchups or anything like that. Right. They had to go out to San Francisco.
They had to go to
Green Bay, and Atlanta came to them.
Yeah.
Okay. So they earned their spot.
Yeah,
there's no questioning that. But that doesn't mean I like them. They can go fuck themselves.
I mean,
they can have another 4 years of futility before they appear again, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was just the whole thing was, you know, waking up Super Bowl morning and, you know, getting ready to make the food and then think, man, I got to watch this stupid game. Because, like,
can we just
I don't care.
The food early and go to sleep?
It's like, it doesn't matter who wins. I don't want them to win, you know? Like, I'm going to have to put up with assholes either way. If the Pats win, then that. The whole thing goes down again.
You get what's his name with his head.
It's like, and then all those Giants fans, it's like.
They're worse. Because I look, I know, especially where I live, because I'm getting close to the Trenton cutoff, that there are Giants fans around. But, man.
Yeah.
Do they come out of the woodwork when,
quote
unquote, their team is in the playoffs? You can see the tags hanging off their jerseys at work.
Yeah.
And then they celebrate, and then they want to. I don't know, rub it in your face if they know you're an Eagles fan, but I don't remember them being a fan in the middle of the season when the Giants were headed towards
that's any fair weather fan. That's just Giants fans.
Yeah, but that's what Tim is. He's a fair weather fan. He comes in after they win the Super Bowl and says, I'm starting to respect the team.
You're right. Tim is that.
No,
sure.
I thought it was just, I was impressed. The fact that I know the team pretty well.
You hang out with them?
No, but I've watched them enough maybe on TV that I know them. Maybe I'm mistaking familiarity with liking them, actually, possibly.
Well, on what level do you respect them? I mean, how
you gotta respect what they've done over the last couple of 5-6 years.
I mean, you do
Tom Coughlin down and out. Every year he's gonna be fired, and then he pulls it through, and nobody gave him a chance or gives him that much respect, and he winds up winning two Super Bowls. And Eli Manning, same thing. The kid looks like Haley Joel Osment in a football uniform, and he always has this dumb like look on his face.
Well, he's got the same dopey look that his brother has too. That same
Peyton has like a kind of like a dopey slash arrogant.
I never see Peyton. Well, I guess on the field, but in general, he just looks like the vulture from the from the Bugs Bunny cartoon. Yeah. It's just sort of dopey and meandering. But it doesn't mean they can't play. Don't get me wrong.
No.
But so how do you think the Giants are going to fare next year since they're your number one team now?
They're not my number one team, but I think they'll be...
We'll finish second to the Bears.
Why do you bring up the Bears? You just have to get your claws into any NFC team that you think can win it. Is that what it is, Tim?
No. I just, like I said, I'm familiar with the team. I respect the... I was impressed with that Super Bowl victory. I really don't like the Patriots either. Maybe that was part of it also.
Yeah.
What don't you like? Like, why are the Patriots a team you don't like, but the Giants are a team you respect? Where's that differentiation?
Well, if I ran into Tom Brady, say I was, like, famous, and I ran into Tom Brady. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I would say, hey, oh, and Tom Brady noticed me. Hey, how you doing? Hey, I would be like, oh, what's up, man? Hey, okay, great job. Follow your career on
Twitter.
You know, have you had you maybe on a fantasy football team or two?
I'm sure
like
he loves
that.
To hear that.
He does. I'm sure he does.
You are responsible for winning me $185. Oh.
Wow.
Well, that changes things. Is there something I can sign for you?
By the time I'm done this conversation, I would have made $185,000. Okay, thanks, Tom. But I would have, I would say hello to him, or I would say, Mr. Belichick, thanks.
Sure.
You know, you're great. Yeah. But when it comes to watching them, I'd like to see them lose. There's something that irks me about the collective group of them.
That they've won enough?
That they're from New England?
No. Yeah. I think part of it may be a New England thing.
Yeah. It doesn't make it easy.
Okay.
Part of it may be, you know, there's. That they're that maybe it is that they're that good. Maybe not that they won the championship, but that they always find
right.
a way to. I think they were playing on house money this year. They got to the even just as much, or if not even more so than the Giants. They stumbled or backed their way into it.
They were 13-3.
Yeah, didn't they destroy?
With a bad defense.
Yeah.
They were 13-3.
A more complete football team.
A terrible
to me would
division.
would be
yeah.
the Ravens or the Steelers if they were Big Ben wasn't hurt.
Oh,
and they didn't
was?
Lose on that last play of the game with Tebow there. It's I could have. There's a couple teams I would have liked to see in New England's place.
Well,
and it
but
may
they
have
couldn't
turned out
beat New England. Yeah.
So why do we bring this up, Dr. Bronstein?
Well, we just bring it up because you know I was thinking like you know what would some for Philadelphia fans at least or for me as a Philadelphia fan like what would be some of the. Matchups in other sports in like the championship round that
oh we're going that way
that
this.
Would just
okay.
make me want to not
just a tune out situation
yeah
even
like
though,
I don't even
though
care.
you're what we would call a sports nut
right
there's matchups that could be presented to you in the different sports that would just completely quell your interest
yeah like I would just not be interested at all
like if this was the worst possible Super Bowl for you
yeah.
You're going to go over the worst possible World Series.
Exactly.
Possible.
Exactly.
Ping pong.
Like
right.
The Devils and the Red Wings in the Stanley
well,
Cup.
I
know.
I went with the Devils. I think the Devils and the Kings would be worse for me now.
Just because of the offseason
of
action
the,
of the Flyers?
Yeah, all the former Flyers.
Basically be the Flyers West playing
right.
in a game that
right.
the Flyers East were supposed to get
yeah,
to.
Yeah, exactly.
But those same components couldn't get there.
Exactly. So,
okay.
So my only question was to you guys, like, what would you... Pick a sport. What two teams would you just hate to see in the finals?
Well, I'm gonna.
I guess first question should be really was the Giants Patriots the worst Super Bowl possible Super Bowl combination?
The worst. I think from where my fandom comes from, I don't think the worst, quote unquote, the worst like that could actually happen in reality. Because it mostly for it to be the worst, it would have to be two NFC East.
Well,
teams.
No, I mean,
I know realistically, but I don't think there's anybody I harbor too much ill will against in the AFC. I'd hate to think of the Jets in the Super Bowl and not the Eagles, but that's strictly from I have a friend who's a big Jets fan,
yeah,
and I don't
Jets,
think he
Giants.
Deserves any
Jets,
success
Giants
in his life.
Awful.
That would be pretty rough.
Jets Giants
You're
would
right.
be awful.
You're right. An all New York Super Bowl would be pretty awful.
Well, that's the one I have for baseball World Series was yet another Subway Series.
Oh, the Mets and the Yankees.
Oh God.
Okay, I could see for me the baseball thing is a little different because I'm.
Or Red Sox was that would be terrible. Red Sox and
anybody.
Yeah. Red Sox and anybody.
It was Red Sox and Phillies.
I would dislike it. I would consider not watching it.
Your own home team is in there, yeah. And they can still be bad enough.
Yeah.
And you have no reason to dislike the Red Sox. They don't have Schilling on the team anymore.
No, I know. And they don't have Francona.
Right.
J.D. Drew is not on the team anymore.
Right. So you should be
and
fine.
One of
with
the Red Sox went to the Phillies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Papelbon.
Right. Right.
So where does your outright hatred of the New England area stem from?
Because this has
to be more than a sports thing, right?
Nah, not really.
Like, do you dislike people from the area?
No, not really.
Okay.
Not really.
So where does
I don't like the Bruins.
That's amazing. They've all won.
Is that what it is?
Patriots,
they're too successful.
Bruins, Celtics,
yeah,
Red Sox.
They had their
more than once for most of them over the past 10, 15 years.
Yeah. They've been title town. We know. We get it, Tim.
Enough, Tim. Move on to the next
subject. We got you. Boston's good.
Let's talk about next year. Screw this.
Well, next year.
No, but so anyway, I guess you guys don't have any.
I don't really. If it's not my team in it, I'm not happy about it.
I think that makes sense, but I will watch
it if it turns out to be a good game.
I think the Jets Giants would be
that would be pretty bad.
An abomination. I think in hockey, just get the Devils in there and it's already that's a problem no matter who they're matching up against. And in baseball, I don't have an outright disgust for any teams in baseball. I guess the Braves, but not really.
Yeah.
So for me, the worst thing that could happen in the baseball would be some sort of all West Coast World Series. Because I don't have time to follow.
That would be a series that baseball would hate.
Well, probably. But well, good. I'm glad I can get some people on board with my thoughts.
Yeah,
then.
Major League Baseball would hate that too.
But I don't have time to stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning following these West Coast teams. So it would literally be a World Series between two teams that the only names I would know would be the ones on my fantasy team.
Right.
And the rest of it would just be like, I'm not sure why I even care about these two teams. I'm going to just watch something else and not get invested in this at all. So that would be my baseball series would just be about, you know, Seattle and Los Angeles would just be, oh God.
Jesus Christ.
I'd probably be watching basketball. I
would watch NBA. That's what would get me to watch NBA. If the Seattle, write that down. If Seattle versus
the Dodgers,
this World Series, Paul will be watching the NBA.
Yeah. And then, you know, we could break it down, of course, if the NCAA Final Four came down to Duke and North Carolina.
Oh, my God.
That would be disgraceful.
Duke and North Carolina would be hard.
That's a switch it off game.
Yeah, that's a never turn it on game. Duke and Clemson.
That Clemson hatred is something new. Let's not bring that into this. Are they even good enough to make the tournament?
No, I don't think so.
I think if you look back on my abomination of a pool last year, I think I picked Murray State to get to the Final Four last year.
Murray State?
Nice. I think they're undefeated this year, aren't they?
I'd like to see a Murray State matchup.
Were they in the... I know I picked a really obscure...
Yeah, and they're undefeated now, right?
Really bad. No, they lost.
Oh, they just lost. Well, whatever. Anyway, the other thing, it may not be Murray State, it was a really shitty team.
Or a small school, I should say.
You know, I never got my cheesesteak for that.
What are you talking about?
that was the old show, right?
Oh.
So the other thing that came out of the Super Bowl this week, you know, the day after the Super Bowl, everybody's immediately got to do the, you know, way too early predictions for 2013.
The odds have come out for next year.
Right. Vegas released the odds.
To get in on your early bets thing.
Right. And the Giants, if I'm not, the Super Bowl, defending Super Bowl champion, Giants are like the sixth.
They're eight
highest.
They're eight. Their odds
they're eight
are
to
eight
one.
One. Eight. Yeah, sorry.
They're eight. They're 8-1. The Patriots are favored next year. Then come the Packers.
Right. The Packers are 11-2.
Right. Then I think at number three is a tie between the Eagles and the Steelers.
Correct.
Right.
And they're both 6-1.
And then the Giants at 8-1.
Right. That's correct. Yes. How does the team that won the Super Bowl not instantly be the favorite for the next year?
Right. That's question number one.
Okay.
Question number two would be, how can they not be favored over the team that they just beat a day earlier?
Okay.
Question number three would be, how are they favored over the Eagles?
Are you writing these things down, and I'll address them individually for you?
No, I can remember. Just three questions. It's really hard.
How can they not be favored over the team that they just beat?
Yes.
I think comes down to, and I'm not making excuses for the Patriots because I don't like them anyway. A major, major factor in the Patriots' offense was hurt during the game. That their number one target, their gigantic number one target, did not get off at all during the Super Bowl. on top of that, the game really came down to one sick catch by Manningham and one very questionable drop by Welker.
No, come on.
Well, no, I mean, tough catch. Obviously the game comes down to more than that. And I'm not saying it would have been a highlight catch if he made the catch, but he got both hands on the ball. Got both hands on the ball. And as a receiver, he had both hands on the ball simultaneously. He should have come down with it. No. And again, listen to me. I'm trying to explain this to you. Pay attention. So you have those little small bounce factors where really they determine the outcome of the game, on top of the fact that the Patriots' main target was hurt and did not play well.
But that's any game. You're going to have to deal with that shit.
Yes, of course that's any game. But going into making the odds for next season, you're going to assume that everyone's healthy and is going to make their plays. So you have to assume that if the Patriots had been at full force in that game for the way that game came down, Gronkowski would have been a gigantic factor in the game, especially at the end and controlling the ball.
You think you can only think that.
How do you think they come up with the odds? You think they have like an actual scientific formula, or you think they're speculating? This is what they're speculating on, that if the Patriots were 100% in that game, they would have won. That's their speculation. And it's not far-fetched, considering how deficient the offense for the Patriots looked without Gronkowski. When you don't have to focus on that monster, it becomes a little bit easier to defense that offense. So that's what they're looking at, why the Patriots are a favorite over the Giants.
And they could only be maybe two or three players away through free agency or by draft.
They have a ridiculous draft this year, don't they? Don't the Patriots have like six picks in the first three rounds?
Probably.
They can get healthy fast. And they already have what most consider to be the best quarterback in the game. They obviously have the best tight end in the game. And their backup tight end is probably better than 90% of the tight end. Not their backup, but their number two tight end is probably better than 90% of the tight ends out there. So there's understandable reasons.
Gronkowski's the best tight end in the game?
Yes.
What, just because he had touchdown catches?
Because he's number one, I'd have to begrudgingly agree.
He's a number one fantasy tight end.
And Jimmy Graham is 1A.
Best tight end in the league?
He could be.
What did he set? Yards and touchdowns for a tight end? He's got the record.
He didn't set the yards.
I thought he set the yards, too.
I don't think
just
so.
Just the touchdowns? All right.
He had a ton of touchdowns.
Who would you rather have?
Vernon Davis.
Why is that funny? Tell me.
Because Vernon Davis went to Maryland. And Dr. Bronstein is a Terp supporter.
Of course.
Jerk off. What? So it's understandable.
Jason Witten.
Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham, okay.
Jimmy Graham, maybe. Not Jason Witten. Not this. Not
Jason Witten's much
not
better.
Just
he's
off
a better,
last year.
He's a better blocker.
Not just
he
off
catches,
of last year.
He catches
no.
way more passes.
I don't know about that. Not
no,
off
he does.
Of last year.
Okay,
so I can understand where the Patriots come in.
What
now,
about the Eagles?
Now, well, I think that makes sense, too. Thank you. That's all.
Oh.
go to break.
I got a question for you real quick.
Let me ask you this. All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Here is my theory. Tom Brady's wife was yelling after the game.
Giselle Bündchen.
I don't think
My husband cannot throw the ball and catch the ball.
Right, at the same time. I don't think she's the best. She's as good looking as people think she is.
I agree.
Wow, he had 1,300 yards.
Who, Gronkowski?
I didn't realize he had that many yards.
Yes.
Yeah. If she said that...
This guy's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I got a picture of him without a shirt on. Anybody want to see that?
That's that's after the Super Bowl. That was such a bad PR move for him.
That was real bright. I think that was directed towards Wes Welker, obviously, but Wes Welker's wife. Because Wes Welker has married a Hooters girl. Victoria's Secret models look down on Hooters girls.
Sure.
And there's a little jealousy not only younger but better looking than she is. And so that's why she went that made her angry. And she certainly wouldn't say that against Vince Wilfork, because that woman that he's married to would take her and dump her into the trash can or throw her across the arena.
Okay, I thought it was directed at more than just Welker, but I think Welker was a standout. I think Hernandez also dropped a catch late in that game.
And Brady missed fucking Branch by 40 yards.
No, I understand. And Brady was also the reason for that safety to start the game off. I wasn't hanging it on any one person. All I was saying was there was a very small margin between winning and losing that game.
Yeah, of course there was. Yeah.
and the Patriots had a distinguished piece of their offense not available. That's all. The Eagles are favored over the Giants for a couple reasons.
Okay.
First of all, in between Super Bowls, the Giants were pretty futile. That's the first thing.
What do you mean?
Between the first Patriots Super Bowl and this Patriots Super Bowl, they didn't do much.
You want to rethink that?
No.
Because the following year, they went like 13-3 and won the division.
All right. And that's it. And then what?
Yeah, they did lose to the Eagles in the first round.
Okay. That's my point. And and on top of that, the Eagles, if I'm not mistaken, and I realize it doesn't mean a whole lot, but it means something, 5-1 in the division?
6-0.
6-0 in the division, while the Giants lost twice to the Redskins.
3-3 they were, yeah.
Okay. So that's
injuries.
Absolutely. But injury, like we said, injuries happen to everybody.
Right.
And injuries happen to the Eagles, and also...
Yeah, but the same injuries are going to happen to the Eagles next year.
Of course.
So you have to plan on that.
And the other thing I think that's a underestimated piece of this is that...
Peyton Manning's coming to Philly?
Yes. And the other underestimated piece of it... Listen, Michael Vick served his
time. He served his time. Yo.
Especially in this house. The Eagles are now going to be able to operate with a full off season and a full season at this point of the new defense.
Okay.
They completely changed their defensive philosophy. They completely changed their defensive personnel. They at all their coaching positions, and came in with a short off season to implement something brand new. And I think with an extra year of that, you're going to have to believe that with the pieces that they have, they'll be significantly better. And even if they're just one game better, if everything else goes the same way, the Eagles make the playoffs and the Giants are at home, right?
Yeah.
All it would have taken is the kicker to hit one more field goal in San Francisco, or Deshaun to catch one of the three touchdowns that he should have caught that were in his hands, and the Giants don't even make the playoffs.
Right.
Playoffs. So I don't think it's that far-fetched.
I think it's a little odd. That an 8-8 team would be let's take the Giants versus the Eagles argument out of it.
Let's do this.
Let's not make it a Giants. What?
Well, let's do this. Let's take a break, right, and then we'll come back and we'll discuss your angle on this.
Okay.
Yo Cuz Radio, back after this. Possessed power, pattering that be scattering. Possessed power, pattering that be scattering. Possessed by power, that be scattering.
Scattering. Get in touch with The Cuz at yocuzradio.com.
Hi, we are back with Yo Cuz Radio. Dr. Bronstein?
Yeah.
You were sort of discussing...
Yeah, I just wanted to wrap this up real quick.
Your take on the odds there.
Yeah, I mean, if you take the Eagles versus Giants argument out of it, you know, not being... What was that?
What's what? It's not me. I thought that was you playing that.
What?
Oh, he's got to go to the door.
Oh, Jesus.
Tim, what are you doing?
Hello?
Is this thing on?
Do we have our first guest?
Yes. Hello? Is this thing on?
Yes.
Yeah, we can.
Hello, everyone. I'm Burrell Reese. Thank you very much for inviting me onto your show today.
I didn't invite you on.
Hello?
Did we invite him onto the show?
I can't hear myself. Turn up the monitors, please.
Now, who are you again?
Monitors. Mic check. I want two.
Now, explain who you
are.
He's at the 20, he's at the 10,
he's at the 5, and he's in for the touchdown! He's in for the touchdown!
Who is this?
I sound good.
Who sounds good? I can't turn around from the board.
Holy mackerel. I'm Burrell Reese from 94 WIP's Eagles Broadcast Radio Network.
Listen, first of all, since we're now a radio show, we don't promote other radio stations.
Well,
get that through your head.
How did you get Merrill Reese, Tim?
Why do we... I told you we don't ask him these things.
That's a good point.
But we brought you in for a reason, Merrill.
You brought me in for a reason. I'm not used to such... how do I say this? Modest accommodations.
What about the last 3 years on that other show?
It was pretty much the same accommodations. Yes, but at least you had a spread. You didn't have anything in your green room. Except the puddle of dog urine.
It's only a green room because that's the color that was left.
It's our first show. We're going to build up.
It should have been called a yellow room based on what I stepped in.
Hopefully that was dog pee. You never know around here. But no, okay. So let's get to the point here. The Vegas odds makers have seen fit to rate the Eagles
number one
as a more likely candidate for the Super Bowl than the Giants.
I believe as they should be.
Okay, and why do you think that the team that just won the Super Bowl doesn't deserve a better ranking?
Well, because they're not the Philadelphia Eagles. And when it comes right down to it, I think that the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, they really have all the pieces of the puzzles together. And notice I said puzzles.
You did say puzzles, because football is a complicated game, right?
It's a lot of moving parts.
Right.
A lot of, but this thing has a lot of moving parts to it.
Okay.
It's like a machine, you know? There's different things, little cogs here and little wheels there and little sprockets there.
Are you just simply
going
to roll out cliches to explain this away?
At little batteries here at little...
Well, I guess avoid the real topic. And
basically.
Are the Eagles going to re-sign DeSean Jackson?
I have no idea. What are you asking me that for? Do I have Jeffrey Lurie's number on speed dial? Oh, yes, I do. I do. I have it right here. Oh, do you think I have Andy Reid on speed? Oh, yes, I do. Here he is.
Who's a higher number? Who on the numbers? On
I
speed
do
dials?
It in alphabetical order, okay. By first name. So
my
Andy
first
is first.
Okay. Are the Eagles going to bring in Peyton Manning?
Do you think I have Peyton Manning's number on speed dial? Oh, yes, I do.
How many people do you have on speed dial? How did you get all these people on speed
dial? I have 1,967 numbers.
On speed dial?
On speed dial.
How do you dial the person past 10 on speed dial?
You should see my phone.
You have the biggest cell phone ever.
I didn't know jitterbugs could do it. Wait a minute. Don't get into it. See, that's the advantage of the jitterbug. You keep dissing it. And you don't
the advantage
know.
Is you have 1,800 speed dial buttons.
And so you never have to really dial the number again or memorize it.
But then you have to memorize where everyone is, though, right?
Well, that's easy. I could look it up by name here. I go down here.
That's not say, speed dial. That's not speed dial at all. From your contacts.
Well, it's a good thing I have. Oh, well.
Well, this is going south quickly.
So your point is that the Eagles should be ranked higher because they're the Eagles.
Because they're the Eagles.
Well, you know, it's a good thing I haven't had any need in many years to call former Eagle linebacker William Thomas. He's so far down on the 1,900 and, what was it, 86? Or,
I'll turn the phone right there. Can you just see it?
Hey, I... Oh, here's Bobby Clark. I'm on the B's right now.
Yes, we know. Okay. We are aware of how to spell Bobby.
Oh, holy mackerel! I have a lot of friends that are named Bob.
What other Bobs are in there?
Oh well, we've got Robert Hazard, has the Philadelphia connection, of course. You don't know who Robert Hazard is, do you?
No.
Okay. Well, there's Bobby Clark.
Wait, no. Stop.
There's
who's Robert Hazard? And why is he listed next to Bobby Clark?
Because he's Bob Hazard.
But he said Robert Hazard.
What is this, the Spanish Inquisition? I'm here to talk about the Eagles, and I'm closing my Jitterbug Deluxe. Only one in existence. I had it specially made just for me.
It's the only flip phone Jitterbug.
Well, me and Marv Albert have one.
You and Marv Albert?
Marv Albert has
one. You know Marv Albert?
I know that.
From the other show. New people.
Oh,
new
people.
New audience.
New
people.
Audience.
New audience.
Right. That's
well,
new.
I
starting
know,
over from scratch. Remember, we discussed this in the green room?
Well,
while
remember,
you were soaking your
oh,
feet?
Oh, well, let me reintroduce the fact that I need to not be talked over when you are asking me a question.
We'll fix it in post.
They stopped them again!
Yeah. How and long? Now.
Every once in a while, I have to. I'm never stopping my. Holding of my craft. Now that's one thing you guys need to know.
That's important.
I always have to make sure that I'm holding my craft and I'm practicing and
Gotcha. Awesome. Obviously honing your craft by studying vocabulary, expanding.
He jumped! He jumped!
I can't
Jaquan Parker! Skill. I'm sorry.
Were you choking like
he
Jaquan
jumped!
Parker?
He jumped! I can't get the high notes like I used to.
Well, you're getting older. You're getting up there in years, and like...
I'm aging like fine wine.
Yeah.
Well, that is one thing I'm doing.
Becoming vinegar.
What?
What? All right, well, Merrill, if you could shed any actual legitimacy on this Las Vegas pundit who feels that the Eagles are a better team next year than the Giants, that would be great.
I really don't have anything else, but then just look at the games that happened this year.
Okay.
Or this past year.
Okay, yeah, sure.
And assume that they're going to happen again.
Then the Eagles would probably not make the playoffs,
right? Yeah.
But they would beat the Giants, so they're a better team than the Giants.
They did beat the Giants twice.
They
didn't beat the Giants twice. They were 6-0 in the division?
Yeah.
I thought they lost the first one to them, and Victor Cruz
shat
all over
them. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
5-1, that's what I said.
All right.
I said 5-1, didn't I?
I mean, you guys need
listen.
To. You guys need to. I was there, and I don't remember, so don't worry.
Let me ask you this, Merle.
That's a good thing. I always get to go to the Eagles games.
I would hope so.
Hey,
don't you call play by play?
Nowadays they could watch it on their TV, a ISD edit, all the way
true.
Back to the that back to the control room.
Let me ask you this
fly, Eagles fly.
I actually like listening to your broadcast, and as much as it's a trade off over the course of this year, as the Eagles sort of didn't live up to expectations, you became angrier and angrier in your broadcasts. To the point where after the 49ers game, I believe my quote of the year from you was while you were giving the usual spiel at the end of the game where this may not be rebroadcast without the express written consent, you stopped and said, who the hell would want to rebroadcast this nonsense?
That's right. I did say that.
At what point during the season did you give up on the Eagles to be at that level to say something like that during a professional broadcast?
When did they hire Juan Castillo again? I think it might have been August.
So August of 10, or August of 11, you were done with the Eagles.
No.
But well, now I mean, you think they're going to win.
Right, because of the Eagles. Well, Merrill, thank you for joining us.
The air of this studio makes my throat dry.
It's not air.
What is it?
You're welcome to stay around, hang around for future.
Feel free to come back whenever you'd like.
Do I get to go to the room where the big puddle of dog piss is?
No, you can sit right there. Just let Tim have a seat back.
Yeah.
If you have to say something, you can come to the mic.
Lean against the wall, but don't ask me if you can come to the mic.
When am I
going to
get
my
own microphone?
When you come to the studio with money, right.
Let me see. Is there anything else I wanted to say?
Do you have anything to plug?
I guess the Eagles are now on the FM band.
Yes, they are. 94. Wait, the Eagles have always been on the FM band.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the Flyers are now on the FM band.
Yeah,
and the
Phillies are going to be on
the
FM.
And the Sixers, if you
want
to plug that.
Yeah.
The
Eagles
Marv
have been
Albert
on 94.1 for quite some
very,
time.
Very interesting. He
you
said, don't trash your team too much.
Okay.
Because that's how he got fired from his job.
I thought he got fired from his job for a sex scandal.
Yeah.
No. I'm talking about when he was doing his favorite basketball team at the time, the Knicks.
The Knickerbockers.
They got rid of him because
he
kept criticizing.
Some girl in the back.
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's why he got rid of him.
That's not what happened.
Well, that may not be what he told you happened, but according to the press, that seems to be what happened. Comments?
They stopped him again!
All right, thank you very much, Marl Reese. We're going to go to break.
Bacon milkshakes.
And
bacon
gonna...
milkshakes? Where?
That's what we're going to talk about.
Oh, you're going to talk about bacon milkshakes.
We'll be back after
from
this.
From who?
From Rittenhouse.com.
I can do a commercial.
Back after this.
Two.
Call us at 832-44-YOKA.
You know what? The fat guy's hair grows pretty quickly. Last week it was shaved pretty close to what you have it right now.
I'm sitting right here.
Which fat guy?
I agree.
But you agree.
Which fat guy?
Well, I'm saying my hair.
You don't have hair.
But he didn't have hair last week either. Merle has a point.
Okay. As I said to kick off the show, we are going to make it a point to be very Philadelphia-centric. We're from the area. We love the area. Except obviously for Tim, who's a big Giants fan,
yeah,
Chicago fan,
right?
One,
I like the Sixers.
I think from a national perspective, Philly gets a little bit of a bad rap. I think that if you go to the man on the street, especially a sports fan on the street in other cities, you'll find that they feel that Philadelphia is a violent place to be and maybe a little bit of a rundown place. And if you live in the area, you know that's just simply not the case. I feel it has beautiful architecture. Not everyone is the animal that threw a battery at Santa Claus, contrary to popular opinion.
J.D. Drove.
And there is...
the Rangers player that Geno
stinks. He deserved it. He was talking crap.
No, he didn't deserve it.
He didn't deserve it. No one deserves it, but he incited it. That's maybe the important thing.
I pumped him again.
Merrill, please.
One of the things about Philadelphia that does get the proper respect is the food.
Right.
There is a cuisine in Philadelphia unlike pretty much anywhere else. And part of that is because it skews all over the place. There are a multitude of fine dining establishments.
Yeah, and the fine dining establishments are starting to get some big-time cred, too.
Yeah, and well, they should. And it goes all the way down to where we'll be after the show. Pat's.
Right.
Rat meat on a torpedo roll with some fake cheese.
And onions.
And somehow it comes together.
Magically.
It almost is magic. If I were to get out a skillet right now and cook some chopped steak and pour whiz on it, it wouldn't compare.
You don't have the grease grill.
I don't have 100 years of seasoning on the grill. You're absolutely right. But so you have your staples in the area. You have your Pat's, your Geno's, your Nick's roast beef, your DeNick's pork sandwiches that are all just magical, really. Right. But Dr. Bronstein, something caught your eye this week that's not necessarily a local.
Yeah, it pissed me off, actually.
Okay, because you found out about it before you found out where.
Because I found out about it and thought that I had a shot at actually getting it.
Okay.
Only to realize that I really have no shot at all.
Right.
So Jack in the Box, the fast food restaurant.
Sure, with the big ball-headed guy.
Right. They're offering bacon milkshakes.
Bacon milkshakes.
Bacon milkshakes.
Bacon milkshakes.
Wow. Bacon milkshakes.
So, milkshake.
With bacon.
Plus bacon.
Plus bacon equals delicious.
Equals, well, I mean.
Well, I would imagine.
I would imagine it equals delicious as well.
Right.
Bacon milkshakes.
Bacon milkshakes. Bacon bit. Why would I want bacon bits in my mouth?
Bacon bits in my quick milkshake as a joke. And it turned out the son of a bitch liked it.
Of course he did.
He said, this is cool.
You know, Merrill, just because you don't have your own microphone doesn't mean you can't be on the microphone.
Just steal his.
Hello?
Yeah.
Sit on Tim's lap. You're short enough. It'll be like Tim's doing a ventriloquist act.
Okay. No. Go ahead. Go, Dr. B. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, bacon milkshakes. I mean, they take two of the greatest items ever, milkshake and bacon, and they put them together. And I can't get one.
I was making bacon last week,
uh-huh.
And I would really like fry it nice, and I would take the spatula to
let me ask you something, Tim.
And lick the spatula because the bacon,
the grease,
tastes it so good.
It's so awesome,
Tim.
Yes,
the bacon.
Yes,
rubbery or crispy.
I like to get as much fat out of it as possible.
So crispy.
So I like it crispy, yes.
You like it like brittle crispy or like
still
a little chew to it?
Without burnt. I don't want it burnt. But right at that border where I know most of the fat's out. And you know what I'll even do? It's still hot enough.
You cook eggs on in the bacon fat right afterwards? I love doing that.
I've wiped it a little bit.
Oh, yeah. It's not swimming in it.
Right.
You know what I like to do is the bacon fat and then melt the cheese right into the bacon fat and then put the eggs on top of that.
Okay.
And omelet it up.
Okay. I'll sometimes rinse the bacon off with hot water real quick just to get
hot water burn baby.
Because I don't want it. I'm trying to be healthy. I'm still having the bacon.
Right.
But I'm not having
that
it
might be
so
the first step in the wrong direction.
I understand.
Because how hard it is to get
you're
the
like,
bacon.
You're like that kind of guy who would take pizza and like blot it with napkins.
No, I wouldn't do that. I respect the pizza too much, but I wouldn't. I
but
wouldn't.
You don't respect bacon.
No, I do.
Don't respect
I do.
The pig.
I do, but I wouldn't. I would rinse it off.
Rinse the bacon off.
Rinse the bacon off real quick.
I do
just,
it. I do
you
that
know how hard
too.
It is to get it off the pan.
Yeah, no,
it's
I get
inside
it.
You now.
I understand.
So it's like, well,
well,
wow.
I do that too, but that's only so it cools down faster and I can eat it quicker.
That's
amazing.
A good
right.
point too, yes. I like to test the bacon before I officially.
So bacon milkshake.
Yeah.
Now let's think
wow.
about this as a concept real quick.
You have
your, I'm imagining your bacon.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I would think it's in some sort of vanilla.
It's a maple.
Right.
Oh, it's a vanilla ice cream. Yes. It's
okay.
A maple bacon.
Right. Mm.
So there's some maple flavor
so
in there.
Sweet,
there's maple. Right. Exactly.
There's a sweet in the sweet.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bacon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
In the sweet in the sweet.
Oh, yeah.
This does sound delicious.
It does. Like salted caramel with some nuts, but bacon. That didn't
there
make any sense.
There used to be a Jack
bacon.
In a Box in this area, but. Where is the nearest
Charlotte.
One?
I don't think that's right.
There used to be one on Route 38, right where the gas station is, right where PJ Wheelahan's is.
What?
No.
I do commercials for PJ Wheelahan's.
No, no.
No, please.
There's
please.
Never been a Jack in the
there
Box
was.
That close to us.
Way,
absolutely
way
not.
Back when.
Absolutely not.
No.
25
the closest
years
Jack
ago.
In the Box. Click
no.
that link right there.
No.
There's a link right there that says
I don't.
Jack in the Box.
I'm afraid to click it. To be honest.
I'll bet Smart you a dollar if you look on Google.
No.
And you do Jack in the Box Route 38. You would have seen. You'll see a picture of it.
Jack in the Box Route 38.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds
hi,
good.
I'm Jack. Welcome to my World Wide Web page thing.
Thank you, Jack. Now, I noticed this when I went to the
yes.
site, too.
Jack's a hipster.
You can get a BLT cheeseburger combo.
Right.
With a bacon milkshake.
Yep.
What else would you want to make?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
They have this whole campaign going on called Marry Bacon. The whole thing is, you love bacon, why don't you marry it, you know? So this is all part of that.
Okay.
The closest one is Charlotte.
I don't think that's right. I
okay,
think the closest,
go to their location.
I think right here. I'm at their location.
Okay, or
though.
Indiana. I'm sorry.
No.
Would you rather go to Charlotte or Indiana?
Charlotte.
Yeah.
It's easier to get there.
Yeah, that's true.
Hold on one second.
What, why don't you
I
go check
people would have their...
I'm on the Jack in the Box site. The problem is I can only search by zip code. I can't
nice.
Search by like...
No, search by our zip code.
Look, it's
I did
even,
that.
The
and,
map
and
isn't
this is
even
what
full.
It leads to.
Take the map away. There. Douche.
It looks like the Mexicans plan to take over the United States.
Why wouldn't North Carolina be closer than South Carolina?
Charlotte's in North Carolina.
Oh, that's Charlotte. Okay. I thought you meant Charlotte, South Carolina.
No, no, not that one.
My
it's
bad.
The lesser known of the two Charlottes.
Well, there's some in Illinois, right? So when we drive out to Chicago.
Why would I want to go all the way out there? Charlotte's so much closer.
Yeah, but then you can't eat, you can't drink a bacon
while
milkshake
having a
while
deep
sitting
dish.
On the. Right, exactly.
That's true. I think Tim just
I think we hit
his
sweet spot if you will.
Wow.
So bacon milkshake. I mean seriously.
So road trips.
Yeah, road trip right now. We need to road trip the shit out of this.
Why don't we just do a road trip to Roy Rogers on the Turnpike?
Because they don't have bacon milkshakes.
What? Why don't we make our own bacon milkshakes?
We
should make our own
bacon grease.
You know what? Here's what's gonna happen.
We're at the
here's what
we're
doing.
We're at a distinct advantage because we don't know what theirs tastes like.
Right.
So if ours is even good.
Okay.
It's delicious.
So here's what we're doing. Before next show.
True.
Okay.
That's true.
Before
we
next
no
show,
right.
we're making our own bacon milkshakes.
Okay.
We're going to take
test
some pictures. We're going to take some pictures.
Yes.
We're going to drink them.
Post
and
them.
And we'll post them to the writtenhouse.com.
The writtenhouse.com?
No, no, no.
Or just Rittenhouse.
Rittenhouse.com. You know like Rittenhouse Square?
Sure. I've heard of Rittenhouse Square.
Well, take the word Rittenhouse, put a D on the end of it, and put .com in.
Like, son, you just got housed.
Yeah. Like
right.
Rittenhouse.
I got you. Housed.
Or, hey, you just got a blumpkin. At Rittenhouse Square. That's the
no.
use of a sentence.
Well, from what I understand,
is that did I do it right? Did
not
I
not
say
hardly.
It right?
Except for the fact that you managed to work in the word blumpkin.
Well, yeah, well played.
Well, disappointed how long it took you in the show, but okay, we'll take it. We'll take it. We'll take
thank
it.
Thank you.
Thank you. So we'll post some pictures.
Round of applause for the man working blumpkin.
And yeah,
I
that's
have an idea.
We're definitely. You have an idea?
No, how to make my bacon milkshake.
Okay.
It's easy.
Let's yeah. You fry the bacon. You blend it with some milkshake.
That's true.
But well, then you can't really blend it because
no.
you don't want to melt it.
No, what I think you would do is you would fry the bacon.
Chop it up into small pieces?
No. I think you would fry the bacon. Because I don't think you want...
You would need 2 pounds of bacon. One to eat.
While cooking it.
Right.
And the other to eat once it's cooked.
Right.
I think this is the way to go with this. Because I don't think at any point in time are you going to be able to chop the bacon up fine enough for this to work. So I think you cook the 2 pounds of bacon in the pan, and that bacon grease is what goes into the milkshake.
Yes, that's the way I would do it.
And that's
and then
how you
top it with a little
then,
bit of...
Well, maybe like one, like you know, like
yeah.
like they would do like a peppermint
yeah, yeah,
stick
yeah, yeah,
sticking
yeah,
out. You do like a stick of bacon sticking out.
Okay. Well,
like
we'll
that.
Try. You know.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea, actually.
Anyway, we're
little
doing
whipped cream.
We're doing this next
okay.
week, then.
So for assignments for this week, one, try to find a way to get Merrill off the show.
Right.
Two,
try to find a way to get Marv Albert on the show.
Oh, that would be great. Two, the Marv Albert thing. Three, bacon milkshakes.
Yeah.
Bacon milkshakes.
I think
this is going to be a big week because I got a big Friday coming up for the show too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, I didn't tell you that I was. I got us media passes to the USA National Curling Championships.
How many?
Like six for the show.
Six? Seriously?
No,
Wait a minute.
I got one.
Wait a minute.
Can I go?
I don't think so.
Why?
Let me get this straight.
Frankly, I don't want your name sullying my reputation.
Yokuz Radio has been on the air for under an hour now.
Actually, we haven't been on the air at all because we're recording the show right now.
By the time anybody of note is listening.
Right.
We've been on the air for under an hour now, and you've already managed to procure media passes in our name.
Yes, I have.
This is going to go well.
Yeah, it's going to go real well.
This is going to go well. When do the media passes come in for the...
Well, I got to pick them up.
For the ultimate taser ball experience.
Well, first I have to verify that that's real.
Well, they just...
That's awesome.
They just formed a team in Toronto, which apparently, from what I've been reading, is an odd decision for them to make because tasers are illegal in Toronto, are illegal in Canada.
Yeah,
so they can't play. They play their home games in the U.S. Okay. But they are having, apparently they're having a tournament in Bangkok on the 2nd and 3rd of March.
Oh, well, I don't have the funds to fly to Bangkok. Just...
You can't spend one night in Bangkok?
What a jerk off. Oh, man.
Same thing.
Same thing as what?
Bangkok. Same thing as the old show.
Oh.
What old show is this you guys keep talking about?
We ought to discuss that at one point.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
Next week.
Okay, so you are going to cover.
I'm going to cover the
National Curling
USA National Curling Championships. It is their curling teams from men and women from all over the country.
Are they?
This is one of the first stops.
Are they co-ed or are they just men's teams and women's teams?
They're men's teams and women's
teams. Thank God. Can't take this left-wing bullshit where everything has to be mixed together.
Right.
Oh, women are just as good as men. No, you're not.
Perfect.
You're not.
There goes two-thirds of our audience.
Well, listen, I'm just being honest here. Look, if we're supposed to be a team, right? Look, put it this way, right? You got Kobe and you got Shaq, okay? They're a team at a certain point in time. Obviously not now. Kobe does certain things. Shaq does certain things. Kobe's not going to be inside trying to get 20 rebounds a night, and Shaq's not going to be outside trying to bang threes. Everybody is capable of different things. So when I say that women aren't as good as men, I mean it. But it's not demeaning. It's just to say that you have a different skill set that's of value in the country.
They play a different game.
You play a different role in the game of everybody coming together. I kill the animal. You fillet the animal and cook the animal.
But
it doesn't make you
too.
Any better or worse than... Well, I can do that too, but... But it doesn't make you any worse than me. It just means I'm a little stronger than you. And I probably shouldn't be holding doors for you because I'm trying to get some food. So that's all I'm saying. Women are the Kobe Bryant of society. Thank you.
Anyway, I'll be covering
the
curling tournament. It's one of the first stops on the road to who's going to qualify for the 2014 Olympics.
Okay.
Wow.
So it's being held right outside of Philadelphia.
All American?
They're all Americans.
Okay.
Yeah, so those hot Russian chicks, they're not going to be there.
But the Swedish ones with the pants?
Yeah, and the Canadians are hot, too.
But we can make the case that potentially you could be covering gold medalists.
No, because they're probably going to get smacked around when the Olympics come around.
They
get killed every time by the Canadians.
I don't know. Everything I've been reading in my Curling Monthly says that this could be the 2014s could be... The America's year.
Hey,
I hope so. Like they were looking at the World Cup, two World Cups ago. Like this could be the year America makes an impression on the world.
I hope so.
That they've broken into this international game known as curling. Tim, you know what? Dr. Bronstein, since you're the one who's going to be covering it.
Yes.
Why don't you tell the people out there who may not know, and I'm sure they're few and far between, what is curling?
Curling is basically... curling
you're
is,
the guy covering it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's basically shuffleboard on ice.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the easiest way to start.
A lot of old people playing this?
That's the easiest way to start. Think shuffleboard first.
Okay.
Right. Now, the game is played on ice, so instead of an actual stick and you push a disc to the other end, What it is you guide this big, it looks like a big stone with a handle on it up top. It's called the Rock.
I thought it was called a stone.
No, it's a rock.
Okay.
Oh, no, it is a stone. You're right. It's a stone.
Oh, my God.
They throw the stones, right?
Yeah.
And they got the one person on your team stands at the end.
Okay.
And guides the stone down to the other end. And you, the rules are basically the same as shuffleboard. There's rings.
Do they put sand on the surface like they do in the shuffleboard I play?
Well, no. What they do is they have one teammate.
Oh, they don't drink while they're doing it either.
I'm not that interested then. Because I like any game where you can play with one hand and beer with the other hand.
There's four people on each team, right?
Okay.
One person throws the rock. One person's at the stone. One person's at the other end. And then two people.
That one on the other end is like, he's just kind of responsible for yelling at the stone.
Yeah, well, for yelling at the stone, right. And then two people have to sort of glide down the ice as the stone is traveling.
Okay.
And they have brooms in their hand, and they're directing the stone. They're either like putting ice in front of the stone, or they're smoothing it out to change the way that the stone is spinning.
So they're making a path for the stone. They're not actually like brooming the stone forward.
No, they're not allowed to touch the stone.
Okay.
They're touching the ice in front of the stone.
Okay. And by chunking it up or smoothing it out, they're making control the speed of the stone.
The speed of the stone. Exactly.
Okay.
And then...
Do they Zamboni it after every throw?
No. I think it's after every match. Oh, you know what? There's an intermission at like the... It's like nine... I forget what they call them. Not ends. They're nine ends, but basically they're like innings.
So it's black people?
I don't think that too many of those participate.
Oh, I got confused when you said there was nine ends.
ends. E-N-D-S. E-N-D-S.
Oh.
Yes.
Color me embarrassed.
Yeah. So, and then basically, like I said, the rules are sort of like shuffleboard. It's like a big bullseye.
Okay.
And, you know, you get... you get 1 point for every stone.
There's no bullseye in shuffleboard.
No.
There's the upside down
triangle. Okay, well, it's not an upside down triangle. It's like a goddamn bullseye.
Is it like the flying H or the wobbly H?
No, it's not like the wobbly
H.
No. Or the landing
strip. Not in the least. The landing strip. You may not be understanding what's happening. But this does sound to me more than shuffleboard. This sounds a little bit like bocce.
But
yeah, okay. Bocce is a good one, okay. Too.
It's kind of like shuffleboard and bocce combined. Where
on ice.
On ice. With brooms.
With brooms.
So, in other words, it's actual... nothing like those other things we're trying to compare.
Nothing.
Okay. So just go on YouTube and watch curling, please.
And
by the time you
Google a YouTube for shuffleboard and then Google a YouTube for curling.
Well, if you go on Rittenhouse.com.
Rittenhouse with a D?
With a D.
Okay.
You can go check out the...
You never pronounce the D.
Rittenhoused.
Okay.
Housed.
Sounds like a T.
Housed.
Sounds like a T to B.
Yeah. Housed. Rittenhoused.
Rittenhoused.
.com.
Rittenhoused. You sound like Arnold Schwartz. Do that again.
Yeah, you have
Rittenhoused.
No, see, you have to accent that middle syllable a little bit more. Rittenhoused.
Rittenhoused?
No, I don't think you're doing it right. You're not listening to me.
Okay. Anyway, go to that site.
Okay.
What There's site? A story on it. Brilliantly written story on curling.
As brilliant as you can
and
be in 45 words or less, I guess.
Right. And there's a video in there that you can check out, and you can see some, you know, the promo video for it for the upcoming event.
Okay.
And it'll show you what you know what curling is all about. And it's got this cult following ever since the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City.
Is it a cult following or
yeah,
is it just
a
small following?
Well, probably small. But cult makes it sound cooler.
Well, yeah, so that it does. But it
reminds me of horses. Why would horses follow the gate?
No, cult, not cult.
Oh.
Now, okay, put this on the list.
No. There's some bagels and lox.
Is there?
There's bagels and lox?
I can go for some whitefish.
And there's some... Nice antipasta out
there. There's antipasta out there, too?
Oh, see you later.
All right. Oh, well, there goes Merrill.
Yeah. About 10 minutes too
late.
Sounds like a great idea.
Well, I'm amped.
You should be.
I'm going to be covering that this week.
Okay.
And I'll probably have some pictures maybe that I'll hand off to my writer.
Okay.
How about an interview maybe with
Yeah, I'm going to try... What I'm going to try to do is try to get a local... participant.
Oh, that'd be great. You think they could come into the studio?
I doubt it.
Why?
They told me that they don't want to be around Tim.
We just won't tell Tim we're doing a show that day. Or, oh, you know what we'll do?
We'll tell him it's at 1
we'll,
o'clock.
We'll give him we'll give him the correct start time so he won't show up for like 2 hours.
Actually start.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I heard everything that you said.
No, you didn't.
I didn't?
No. Huh. See? You didn't hear that.
Perfect.
So we'll do that. So next week on the show, bacon milkshakes. And
actual
an interview,
bacon milkshakes
and
that we're going to
an interview with a female curler.
Probably not. But
what kind
okay.
So... Let's take a minute here. I mean, I know we're getting probably to what's going to be the end of the show, hopefully.
Forever, so there won't be bacon milkshakes.
Let's rehearse a little bit. What kind of questions are you going to be asking this female curler? I need to be prepared for this.
Question number one for me would be: how do you get into curling? Like,
right?
You think it? You now? Okay, good. Now this is our game. This will be the fun little game that we play because on this show we do like to bring in little trivia type games.
Sure.
So your first question to this female curler is going to be...
Are you single?
A pretty... Well...
Question number two. What do you think of me?
Right.
Question number
three. Well, there won't be a question number three. After she breaks down question number two, you'll pretty much walk away with your tail between
your
legs.
Well, then I'll start over again. Question number one. Are you single? I'll just keep going down. There's plenty of women there. Jesus Christ.
Yes. That's plenty of insults in one arena. So you get to the point where you ask her, so what was it that drew you to curling in the
first
place?
How do you first get into curling?
How do you get into curling? Now... There's only a couple possible answers, right? Like, one would be, I would imagine, especially...
My parents are part of a club.
That would
years.
Be the first thing. This is a bloodline thing. My grandfather invented curling.
My grandfather's Mr. Rock.
Right.
Stone.
Stone. Mr. Stone.
Mr. Stone. Keith Mr. Stone.
Bumping our heads, getting to the same joke. So, the bloodline thing.
Right.
The other thing would be, I'm originally from Canada.
Right. Okay. You're right.
And what's a third possibility there? Like, I heard they have big rods. The curlers do. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know much deviation from that. I don't know of anywhere in the area that you know that I could casually curl
before I saw it in the Olympics.
Right.
I never even heard of it.
Okay.
Never even heard of it.
Right.
And then I looked up where they have it. And it's nowhere. I mean, it's just one of those things where growing up in this area,
you would never
it wasn't an option.
Right. Like, I understand if you want to interview a PBA bowler, like, just as an example.
Sure, I bowl.
There's 100 different places you could have bowled when you were 6
right.
and said, I'm really going to pick up on this.
Yeah.
The curling thing.
Well, my guess is they're all, if they're all not from Canada originally, they're definitely all from... Basically,
cold
Canadian
places.
States.
Cold places.
So the ones that don't matter. Minnesota, you know, Montana,
Since when did
Dakota.
Minnesota stop mattering? I guess you're not shopping at Target anymore.
I've never shopped at Target.
You
That's
always
not true.
Shop at
Target. That's not true, yeah. My point is, they're all going to be really cold places, and it's like a regional thing, you know? You know?
But
you know what I'm talking about? This guy knows what I'm talking about.
Isn't it sort of... the same way for hockey?
Yeah, definitely. The only difference is that it's on national TV.
Okay,
so even
and
the
hockey's interesting.
It's, you know, so you can grow up at least knowing what it is. Maybe it's not available to play as you know, in even Jersey when we were and PA when we were growing up,
right?
As it is in like you know, in Minnesota again or Michigan, but you can still do it. We still could have done it when we were growing up. You know, curling is
Denver would have a
big curling population.
Maybe not big, but because
they're hippies.
Facilities or Fargo.
Well,
I don't think Fargo has people.
Guys.
Yeah.
I'll be back in 30 seconds.
Where are you going?
Okay.
We're gonna wrap it up.
Here to tie it together.
Yeah.
We'll wait for you to call for. Why don't you call for your Indian food on the air? No, don't do that.
No,
don't do that.
No.
No, that can't go well.
Meryl.
Well, quickly while Tim's not here.
Yeah. Don't bring him back.
This is my problem with that. Did you like having Meryl on the show?
Yeah, I know.
Then you got to deal with Tim.
It's unbelievable.
It's like Socrates said. You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both. And there you have YoCuzRadio.com.
Is that what Socrates said?
Yeah, pretty much verbatim.
That's
and word
much
for word.
Exactly how it happened.
Yeah, I know it is. So, how do you think it went for the first show here?
I think it was good. I think we, you know, as we get in our groove, we'll be a little bit better.
I'm in my groove. I have to be honest
with
you. So, if you're expecting any more,
this is about exactly what you're
going to
get. Yeah.
I'm not planning to step it up.
I
have no more effort to give.
At some point, I'm going
to
be a little bit more, just knowing me, moody.
Oh,
moody.
Well, yeah.
I'll be way more whiny.
They don't call you bipolar Bronstein for nothing.
No, they don't. You're right.
Well, listen.
And what I'm really looking forward to is, you know, as we get our emails set up and our phone numbers and get our listeners, a participation. Really.
Interaction.
Interaction.
I think interaction is going to be the big thing here because I think the combination of your media skills, your media, your press passes, your things like this, and the listeners' contributions, I think we can really do some fun stuff here.
Yeah.
I think we can really work this out and really see the seedy underbelly of Philadelphia and really get to enjoy ourselves.
Exactly.
And that's the plan here. Basically, people, if you're listening, the whole idea of this is to glorify our self-indulgence.
Right.
And to try to figure out why we're laughing like hyenas while you don't even understand what just happened.
Right, exactly.
And if you're
this
on board for that,
for
shoot
you.
Us an email.
This is not for you.
No, this is for
but
us.
Participate, please.
But we're being nice enough
right.
to let you spy in. Think of these microphones as flies on the wall.
Right.
And you've ever said to your friends, oh, I'd love to be a fly on a wall in that room? Here you are. Here you are.
It may not be the room of your choice, but...
It's not, but we're going to force it down your throat as best we can until all of us find different jobs.
Right.
So, that being said, Tim, how did the order for your food go?
I'm a little concerned.
Because?
He picked up and said, what do you want?
Well, that's the proper thing to say, no? What did
no,
you want?
You're
small
supposed
talk?
To say,
how's the weather out there?
Welcome
bing, bing, bing.
Thank you for calling my business.
He doesn't
name.
Have time for that. It's 10 o'clock on a Saturday night. That man is busy.
I'm thinking,
doling out hummus.
I'm thinking that's his way of saying,
don't order,
why the fuck are you calling me this
late,
you douchebag?
I'm
going
to spit and do stuff in your food.
And so when you took his voice to say that, your next move was to order heavy, I guess?
Yes.
Okay.
I went
then you
out.
Have no one to blame but yourself.
I even said spice up the sauce a little bit.
Oh, don't worry. He already was. Did you hear him gasping for breath at any point during the call?
No, but I did tell him to say slow down.
Did he say anything along the lines of, hold on, I have to switch hands?
No.
All right, you should be good then.
You're fine.
Well,
he did say, let me use my other finger. Hold on 1 second.
Well, all right, that sounds good. Tim, next week you'll let us know how the Indian food was, and maybe we can get some insight
here,
into how you feel about female pubic hair. And for everybody else who actually managed to tap into this, thank you for joining us. And we promise the next show will be better. Because it would be impossible for it to be worse. And we probably can't even maintain this line of shittiness. So please join us this time and every other time. Notice I didn't say this week and every other
please
week.
Please join us this time.
Well, yes.
Hopefully
you made it to the end.
Right.
And if you did, you probably should go back and review because you probably weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
You wasted all that time of your life.
Thank you for being a part of YoCuzRadio.com.
YoCuz.
Get out of my house! 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 I actually don't know who's hmm. I think that's just a generic hmm.
Classic. Yeah.
Throwback.
The show when everybody did the promo with this one on it.
In HD.
Why isn't that like a bigger internet hit?
I have no idea.
Because it's a song about pedophiles?
Yeah, but that's just the song that would go viral.
No, it's not. People still have that line.
Pedo Bear?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, but Pedo Bear is a cartoon, not an actual person singing actual lyrics
well,
and actually meaning
should
it.
Should still be funny, though.
No, it's creepy. Moldova.
That's where we came up with all the Moldova stuff.
Oh my god. Why? Okay. All
right. That's the
that was the whole thing. I went to Moldova for some strange reason. For my foundation, I think.
Yeah, he had the opportunity. That was for like an American Idol type show. So he was trying to win prizes. But
how did he get there in the first place?
He was a good singer if you listen to it. It's just what he chose when he got out in front there was maybe a little questionable.
I cannot tell you what I am going to sing until I sing it. But here's the background music. Oh, this sounds good. This sounds so great.
I love the girl of 13 years old and nothing more.
Nothing else.
Sweet baby.
Just
sweet baby.
No 14-year-olds, no 11-year-olds or 12-year-olds.
No.
Just 13. Gross.
They have to be just old enough to not have to shave.
Oh, God.
Can we, with all the medical stuff that we have right now, and all the technology, can we make it so that women don't have to shave at all? That there's nothing?
No.
Hair removal, you think?
I think they should have options. What if there's like a Halloween party, and you're dressing like a 70s hippie chick?
No.
No?
I think at this point they should have. I remember, all right, here's something going way back. 1992, 1993, 1994, maybe even earlier.
Okay.
Action News, Channel 6, Lisa Thomas Lurie. One of the stories was they have found a cure for the, I don't even like saying it, underarm perspiration odor.
Okay.
Okay.
They found a cure for it.
Okay.
So why has it been cured?
It's called deodorant.
No. They have a way to stop it from birth. Or to stop it from
birth.
From stop it.
That's a pretty high risk place to be stopping underarm perspiration. Scent. That's
Here's
a lot
a polio
of risk.
Shot, and now his armpits will never stink.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I just wanted to talk to you for a minute. We completed the amniocentesis test, and there is a 38% chance that your baby is going to have awful perspiration scent. There is a procedure that we can do to correct this and permanently remove it, but there is an 80% chance he'll die on the way out. That's probably why they haven't really perfected that cure.
No, they had a cure. I bet you it's one of those things that, like, they don't want you to find out about.
Stupid left-wing media.
Yeah, nice.
No, that you know that guy Kevin Trudeau?
I'm not familiar.
He's the guy who was... 100 credit card secrets that they don't want you to know about.
Oh, okay. He's one of those guys.
And he was a guy who was like, John Stossel found out about him, and he said, you know, like, he interviewed him. He's like, you were convicted of tax fraud. You were convicted of lying. You were convicted. And the guy was just like,
Yeah, but what's the problem with that? Doesn't a lot of people don't, they only learn from doing. So he went and committed all these acts and got caught. But now he knows which ones he can tell you won't get caught for.
Oh, that's the thing. It was medical stuff. And he was giving out all this medical advice to people. And people weren't taking their... You don't have to take you don't have to take your heart medication anymore. Because if you drink if you eat 2 blueberries a day, you'll be all right. Oh, okay. Well, I'll save money and eat that. You know, and then they wound up getting sick or possibly dying.
Well, doesn't he do the disclaimer? You check
can
with
we
your doctor.
Do the show?
I thought we were. I'm saving this bit. I think this is a good break for us.
All right, let's go to break, and then we'll discuss who we are.
We'll be back after this. YCR.